Actually, my wife bought.
That's what we said, yeah? So that was the Het of Somon Kasuda, which the Ramor brings. We just said that the Mishnah Berurah brings down that not everyone is so happy with this. Some poskim hold that this heter of Somon Kasuda doesn't work by a teuchen. It's a heter by Boira, but it doesn't work by teuchen. Grinding has not got the same leniency as Boira, and therefore they hold it's problematic to cut up a fruit salad before you want to eat it. But they say it's problematic because the whole heter is only for Boira. There's no such heter of Somon Kasuda for teuchen. The Mishnah Berurah is worried about this shitter, and he says to accommodate this shitter, the best thing to do is to make the pieces slightly bigger. That means when you cut your pieces for your fruit salad or whatever you're making, you should make them slightly bigger than you would normally. That way, with a combination of Somon Kasuda, there's no problem. I mean, if you make the pieces very big, then you can make it 2 weeks before. I mean, not 2 weeks literally, but you can make it on Shabbos anytime you want, yeah? So here we're talking about, Mishbura's using a tzirum of the pieces are slightly bigger than small, plus it's Somon Kasuda, that one can you make along. So it's just important to know this, but the Ramor is the Ramor. The Ikad Din is, if you see someone doing this, you can't object. If you're asking what's Lechatchila best to do, the Torah says Lechatchila, it could be a Maya to do this. But you can't object to someone who does not follow this method, and he actually cuts up the fruit very finely, very shortly before he's having his meal. We said already yesterday that before the meal is the same rules as Boira, however long it takes you for a preparation, if you're a slow worker, the husbands do it, it could take 2 or 3 hours maybe to prepare a fruit salad. If a woman does it, it might take her 20 minutes. It depends. You've got a fast worker and a slow worker. So every person depends, we said, on himself. If it takes you, you know, to make a fruit salad half an hour, you've got half an hour before you start a meal, you can do your act of teuchen according to the Ramah. If it takes you only 10 minutes, you've got 10 minutes before the meal to do it. All depends on the person himself. So strictly speaking, we said that in teuchen, you've got this heter somon kasuda. It's better, if you can, to accommodate this other shitter. And the other shit is to make the pieces slightly bigger. We did say yesterday as well that when it comes to mashing, you've lost this heter, yeah? Because when you mash, you can't mash bigger. I mean, mashing is mashing. So either you rely on this heter of the Ramah, or you use the back of a knife, or the back of a fork, which was a shinu gadol, which we said also worked in the previous year. That also is a heter in Hilchos Teuchen. That will accommodate you as well. You have to know, it's slightly bigger than normal and big. Big is a heter in itself. Big is no problem with teuchen. You can do that anytime you want. This is very slightly bigger. It looks like a bit of a tzirruf. That's what I'm saying. Mishnah Berurah used it as a tzirruf. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if someone wants to eat straight away, it's very hard to know what that means. I'm saying the whole thing of teuchen, how small is teuchen, is hard to know. So whatever it is, we said that teuchen, normal criteria of teuchen is what's called small in the eyes of people for that food. Cucumbers might be different to carrots, and apples might be different. All things are different, but whatever's considered small for that food. So when you do it on Shabbos, you should do it slightly bigger. More than that, I wish I could tell you. It's hard to explain more than that. It's very hard to know what the exact definition is. It does bring a little bit over here. It's slightly bigger than you would normally. That means if you were doing a week and you prepare it, you make it very small. On Shabbos, you should do it slightly bigger plus Somon Kasuda. If you want to make it fairly bigger, then you could do anything you could do on Friday night. That's what comes out of it. That's what he wants to see.
If the Ramor says it's okay to make small things, Mishnah Berurah says no.
Mishnah was not quoting himself, he's quoting the Beis Yosef. Yeah, the Beis Yosef was at the same time, it's a contemporary Ramor. And the Beis Yosef is bringing Rishonim, other Rishonim disagree with him. Yeah, there were other Rishonim who didn't agree with the Ramor, it looks like. So it's not such a kasha, but he's also not to argue with the Ramor. It's a chiddush that the Ramor brings this. Okay. I don't know what this is. I don't know what a cucumber, what have I got here? A cucumber cutter is.
Yeah,
you know what it is? It's apparently used a spiral cut off.
It's a very thin blade, so to speak, with a screw at the end.
And what do you put it through the... This is an interesting question, whether this is teuchen, because you're getting one very, very long piece. You know, you cut it in. I haven't got an example of this. I don't know. Have you got one at home?
Might.
If you remember to bring it next Sunday, I'll bring a cucumber, you bring the slice.
We know it's Sunday, but you
know. Oh, Sunday. Okay, so in 2 weeks' time, Benjamin, you bring it 2 weeks' time. If you remember, I'll bring a cucumber, Benjamin, and you bring the slicer. Okay, we'll see what we do. What?
Tesco's best.
Maybe, we'll see. Okay, that's good. So I'm not sure about that exactly, but that is a bit vanilla. So I'm saying all these things, a fruit salad, you want to make a vegetable salad, all this is mutter to do. If you do it somewhat chasuda, I'm saying according to Mishnah Berurah, you make it slightly bigger, then there's no problem at all. Hu adin, the moshel, according to this, if someone wants to take an avocado, for example, and he wants to spread it on his bread. So if you're going to eat the bread straight away, there should be no problem, pastor, somewhat chasuda, unless you don't want to rely on the more. But according to the more, you could take a knife, scoop out a bit of avocado, spread it on your bread, wipe it nice and smooth on your bread, yeah, and hey presto, you can eat it. Yeah? According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so ideal. That you're the best way to, according to Mishnah Berurah, how would you do it? You take a back of a knife, a back of a spoon and spread it. That way you accommodate everything. Okay. Part two. This is what we're talking about now. Now the next stage we're going to talk about is the stage of where someone's got some mud on his clothes, on himself. Shouldn't happen. But someone falls over, for example. We sat down, let's make it a bit more, not dramatic, let's make it a bit more realistic. Someone sat down or something, he's got a lump of earth. So he doesn't realise anything, he gets home, and his wife tells him he's got a lump of earth at the back of his trousers. Now, if it's dry already, you must realise that when it's dry and you try and take it off, it's very likely it's going to crumble. In fact, it's almost a situation that it's going to crumble. So the question is, can you take it off on Shabbos? Are you allowed to take it off on Shabbos, knowing that it's very, very possible that when you take the earth off, or the solid, yeah, whatever it is, the tip of the earth, it's going to crumble into pieces? And you go, my friend, Lo Nichele is helps you, makes it not Issa Drabon. You stop it from an Issa Minat Torah, maybe, but it's not Issa Drabon anymore. So it's not Issa Minat Torah, it's an Issa Drabon. So Lo Nichele does help you, definitely, and we're going to use that as well, probably, but it's still Issa Drabon to do. So this is the question. So what do you do on Shabbos? Do you have to walk around on Shabbos with a lump of mud in your trousers or on, let's say, let's talk about on your hand, it could be, let's say. A hand is not so common because normally you realise it's probably be normally wet by the time you realise. Yeah, it's normally liquid, moist. I'm talking about it's dried out on someone's goof. Let's say it dried out on someone's body. He's got a lump of earth on his body or on his clothes. So what can one do in such a case? Can one take off? So this was the famous kasha actually of Rabbi Akiva Eger, where we started right at the beginning. Rabbi Akiva Eger asked that he can't start, well, it should be a problem of Teichem to start with. Because Rabbi Akiva asked the Maisa, this earth was once upon a time in loose particles. So the Chayre, it's ain't Teichem after Teichem, and therefore there should be no problem. That was his big kasha, Rabbi Akiva Eger. So the Maisa, there were various terutzim. One is it only applies to foods. What was another? There was a few terutzim on this. Another one was only food items. One, it was only that a person put it together again, not when it was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third one was, it looks like it's completely changed from it's not recognizable anymore that it was once ground up. Whereas bread and things like that still are recognizable. Okay, so the Maisa, wherever it is, that's no Shaila. The Maisa, the Machaber says in Shein Beis, Siv Zayin, that it can be a problem of Teichen when you take off earth, which is dried out, it's going to crumble. So we have to get around this problem now of what we can do. So that I'm Mephoshim saying that if it's on the Guf HaOdol itself, it's dry. I mean, it's wet is never a problem because there's no token there. So you can just take it, wash it off. You can take it off, wash it off your hand. There's no boira, is there, a boira, when you wash your hands with dirt on, is there? Why not? Oh, very good. So here it's a completely different entity. You can't consider it mixed. You can't consider earth mixed with a person. Yeah? It's got no shaykhs. Boil has to be a taruv, it's a mixture. In this case here, earth on a person is not mixed. There's no two things mixed here. The body is so choshuv that the earth on a body is not called mixed with the body. And therefore, taking the earth off is no problem with the boira. The only problem that is going to be is if it's dried out, it can be taken. If it's wet, so it's no problem at all, you take it off, you wash it under the tap, you get your earth off, no problem. If it's dried out, so the chayra, that should be problematic too. When you take it off, it's come out of psik resha, that it's going to come off and it's going to crumble. So on that, the Bialocha brings down this thing, problem token, and he says, don't forget, when you take this off, this earth over here, it's a malocha shein shtuchel gufa. You don't really want the earth to be ground up. You're happy with the earth away, yeah? You don't want it. You're not using the earth at all. It's a malocha shein shtuchel gufa. It's done kilachayad. When you take it off and it crumbles, that's not a normal way of crumbling. A normal way of crumbling would be taking your hands, for example, and crumble it up. Or take a knife and scrape it and crumble it up. Here you're not intending to do that, yeah? You're taking it off and it crumbles. It's like, by the way, different thing. It's kilachayad. And it's covered habriyos. So the Bialocha says that one can be maker and one's allowed to take it off for that reason. Bialocha says over here, If it's on your foot or on the other, yes, hokey le kanea bakoyt lafri, but it yovid shum sara de guf. He calls it sara de guf. It's a distress for the body. It's like, it's not covered up, it's not very respectable for a person to have on him this dirt on Shabbos, so we allow him to take it off. So if it's on a person himself, we allow him to take it off in this way. You take it off with a knife, you scrape it off with a knife, whatever. It's called kilacha yab, it's a mach shein tzricha le gufa, and lemochum covered habriyas, we allow you to take it off. I say, if it's wet on the person, there's no problem. When it comes to clothes on begodim, so here again, the begodim is a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa, but covered up is not such a strong thing over here, because on a person himself, it's very embarrassing to have on himself. On the clothes, Chazal didn't want to be so lenient with this. There, Chazal allowed a person to ask a non-Jew to take it off. A person allowed to ask a non-Jew to take off a dirt that he's got, tit, which is dried out on his beged, he's allowed to ask a non-Jew to, what do you call it, take it off. So he goes to a non-Jew, it's called shvus to shvus of Wacha Mitzvah. This is a shvus to shvus. It's an isad rabbonon of asking a non-Jew. Taking it off is more or less an isad rabbonon. It's like a shinui, it's a melacha shein tzricha l'gufa, it's an isad rabbonon. So to ask a non-Jew to take it off for you is allowed. You can ask him straight out. You say, John, I wonder if you could do me a favor. You can tell him, I'm not allowed to take this off today. Could you take this off for me? And I'll sort out with you after Shabbos then. And give him a pint of beer after Shabbos, why not? Done me a favor. And that way, there's no problem at all. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew to take this stuff off for you. Yeah? So that is the heter. So on the person himself, he can take it off himself. When it's on the person himself. When it's on his garments and it's dried out, then the thing to do is that a person should take it off, but he must ask a non-Jew to take it off. You can ask a non-Jew directly to take the what do you call it, off. Problem of Libun must be careful about. So that's a good point, actually. So Libun, let's say it's wet. So the Maestro, we said you could take it off with a knife, yeah? Let's say if it's wet, the Maestro, you don't have to ask a non-Jew, there's no problem at all. So you could take it off with a knife. Here, it's quite right, a Libun, you must be careful not to press hard to get out, mamish, what's absorbed into the material itself. I mean, you could take off the top surface. Yeah, you wouldn't brush it off. You shouldn't do. You could take off the top surface, you scrape off the top surface, but leave the roisha. It means you mustn't go into the baguette. It means you can't press with the knife in that you take off the layer which is already absorbed slightly into the fabric. So the top layer is allowed, but underneath that one should be careful. The goy is a stomach sick razor, that's already much better. I mean, I'm not saying you should ask the director to do it, but you can take it off. What he does afterwards is his own business. That's already better, yeah? But you just tend to take off the top layer. What he does afterwards, the choy is much better. So again, when it's dry and it's on the person himself, the choy, there's no problem. It will be allow you to take it off yourself. And you take it off with the back of it, with a knife or whatever, you put a knife underneath it so it comes off. And even though it crumbles, it's going to crumble, and the choy it's bordering onto toichen. But we allow you, because of kovod habrius, and it's kalach hayad, so we allow a person to do this action even though it's going to crumble. If it's wet on the person, there's no problem. He can go and wash himself in the, what do you call it, in the sink, clean himself off, there's no problem whatsoever. If it's on begodim, on garments, so a garment is slightly different. A garment, if it's wet, again, you can take a knife and just lift off the top surface. Yeah, so you just got, you're going to have a black stain. All you have is a black stain, Pastor, so when you finish with it, yeah? But the actual crumbly bit, the actual lump of earth will actually be off. If it's dried out on your garments, then the person will have to ask a non-Jew to take it off. That will be allowed to be done. Okay, so that's more or less what we're saying tonight. That's a person's allowed to do that. He can do it with a beggar. He can ask a non-Jew directly. I say again, you can ask him directly. You can ask your friend, the non-Jew directly, and ask him, please, can you take it off? I can't take it off on Shabbos. Okay, everybody, so. Yeah.